Hello everyone, my name's Alex at Alex Does Cars on Twitter, and you're listening to the Grand Tour Nation podcast, although this is actually a bit of a different podcast. What we're starting to do is little short podcasts, little kind of informative bits to teach you or to help you do certain things with cars. And today, what we're talking about is five things you should be doing before you buy a car. How do you go about the buying process? How do you get the most for your money? How do you get the car you love that suits your lifestyle? So let's start with number one. This is a really easy one and a really quick one. Research your car. Find out common issues. You want to know exactly what can go wrong with every aspect of the car. Let me give you some examples. When I bought a Lexus IS 200, one of the common issues was the front ball joints going because it's a very heavy car. There were a few other issues like rust, sticking brakes, and warped discs, and a clutch issue that I also found. Before I went to look at the car, I talked to my mechanic and costed everything up. I had to think about whether I could fix them myself and how much time it would take, because as you all know, time is money. I could also then create a checklist, so when I did go to see the car, I could look like an absolute tool with a pen and paper ticking boxes. Another thing to do on this note is to look at what servicing is required at what mileage and compare that to the car you're looking at and how much the servicing is. If a car has slightly less miles than another and is therefore slightly more expensive, it could be that the higher mileage example has just had an expensive service which the lower mileage is still waiting for. Let's say you're looking at a 50,000 mile car and a 60,000 mile car. The 60k has had a full service, belts, water pump, all that kind of stuff, worth maybe a grand or so at least. That's an expense that the more expensive, lower mile car is still going to incur. I know which one I'd rather buy. Don't hesitate to go and talk to dealers about this, because if you go and talk to them, it's a possibility that you might buy through them and get the servicing done through them as well, so they're not going to hesitate to give you information. Number two on this list is another easy one, involving just a little bit of Googling. Research the dealership, please. Is it independent? Is it part of a chain? This will have an effect on what level of service you get, but also an effect on the price of the car. If you go to a respected chain, then you're paying extra for the vehicle to undergo a trusted safety check and to have maybe a warranty or a company with the finances to help you if something goes wrong, as long as it's their fault. You don't get this with an independent. Well, you might do, but it's highly unlikely. On top of that, check the reviews. Use Google, use Yahoo if you have to. Just check the reviews. There are some real horror stories out there, and it can get really bad. I recently bought an Audi. It was a cheap project that's coming up on the website, grandtournation.com, cheeky plug, very soon. But I bought it from an independent dealer, which I found on Auto Trader. So I turned up, I drove about 3 hours. I actually bought it without looking at the car. Bad thing to do, but like I said, it's all for a test that's coming up on GTN soon. So this is all purposeful. I got to the dealership and I was expecting at least a building. What I found was a big puddle in the middle of some mud. I literally thought I was going to be killed. It turned out to be okay, but I definitely wouldn't be able to trust the guys if something did go wrong. And as you'll find quite soon, it did go wrong on the way home. Number three is a little more difficult. It depends on your bull size. How are you going to pay for the car? Work out exactly how much you want to pay, whether it be monthly finance or straight up with cash. Paying for it in cash will more than likely end up with you having a better deal, but there is always a bargain to be made, so don't back down. Do some research online and see what other cars are going for. See what finance companies will give you, and even give them a ring, and give them some rough figures if you can, but don't allow them to do a credit check just yet. That affects your credit score. Okay, you've done that. You've got a maximum price in mind. Head to the dealership and start low. They will always come in at a higher price, so work up to your maximum if you need to. Quick tip for you, if there's some to-ing and fro-ing, go silent. If they give you a number that's too high, the silence is awkward, and they'll soon be talking to the manager to drop the price even further. Trust me, it works. It really does. Awkward, but so useful. Now, number four, know the value of your existing car. If you're trading in your existing car, make sure you know exactly how much it's worth. Take a look at what they're selling for with similar mileages, or use a website like Confused.com who will give you an over-the-internet valuation. Obviously, if your car has damaged, the value will drop, so try to be a bit sneaky and be very vague if there's anything wrong with it. Remember, you have no mechanical knowledge. You're just John from accounting who hasn't driven enough cars to realise that you've got a boost leak and leaking coolant. Isn't that right, John? Yes, John. Use the value of the car as leverage to get more money off the new car too. They can only drop the price of the car you're buying by a certain amount, but they can increase the value of yours to give you more money off. Keep that in mind. Number five, possibly the most important part of this. Know exactly what you want to buy. Make a list of everything you do with your car. Do you go on holiday? Do you need a load of storage for luggage or a dog or two? Maybe you like a spirited drive on the weekends, so you're after something with a bit more power or maybe something a bit lighter. Make a list of all these things and check them off as you look at cars on the internet. Somewhere though, unfortunately, because no car is perfect, you're going to have to make a sacrifice, so keep that in mind. Or just buy two. But, you know, if the wife allows. If you're looking at an upgrade, maybe you're going from a hatch to a powerful rear-wheel drive car, don't be afraid to buy something like an experience day or ask someone with a similar car if you can have a go and see if you'd like it. There's nothing wrong with getting experience behind the wheel, especially if you're going to something more powerful and therefore, I suppose, a bit more dangerous. The last thing you want to do is drive off with no experience and let the power catch you off guard. And especially if you buy a Mustang, you're more than likely going to end up in a tree. So, there you have it. That's five things you need to do before you buy a new car. Make sure you get in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the website to tell us if you found this useful, to tell us what car you bought, or to tell us if you got it really wrong and, lost a load of money somewhere. Find us at www.grandtournation.com. You can find us on Twitter at GrandTournation. Or Instagram, we've just started a new one, at Grand_Tour_Nation. Find us on Facebook, just search Grand Tour Nation. It's pretty self-explanatory. We're there, the big orange GTN. You can find us. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next podcast. No idea when that's going to be, but it's coming. See you then.